will allow, and there's nothing I can do about it now.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's news at noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It's 35 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Connecticut, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, and Montana were among the states that evacuated their capitals today. There were threats that led to evacuations and lockdowns. No evidence of dangerous items was immediately found in any of the states. Lawmakers in Kentucky and Mississippi have begun meeting in legislative sessions. An imam was shot and critically wounded this morning outside a mosque in Newark, New Jersey. Police are looking for a suspect. Almost 2 years after the start of the war, Russia and Ukraine are exchanging hundreds of prisoners of war. The AP's Charles Deladesma has the story.
Ukrainian authorities say 230 Ukrainian prisoners of war have returned home, while Russia's defense ministry says 248 Russian servicemen have been freed from Ukrainian captivity. The ministry adds the deal was made possible thanks to mediation efforts by the United Arab Emirates. There's been no immediate acknowledgement from the UAE, though, which has maintained close business ties to Moscow throughout Russia's war on Ukraine. The massive prisoner exchange follows other such deals earlier in the war, which is nearing the two-year mark. I'm Charles Deladesma.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is leading about 60 fellow Republicans in Congress on a visit to the Mexico border as they demand hardline immigration policies in exchange for backing President Biden's emergency wartime funding request for Ukraine. Iranian officials say two bombs exploded at a commemoration for a prominent Iranian general killed in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. At least 103 people were killed. The chief of Israel's Mossad intelligence service vowed the agency would hunt down every Hamas member involved in the October attack on Israel, no matter where they are. His pledge came a day after the deputy head of the Hamas militant group was killed in a suspected Israeli strike in Beirut. Not much movement so far today, up or down on Wall Street. This is AP News. Maybe a new car can help you keep your New Year's resolutions.
Maybe you want to venture out more or spend less. The car experts at Edmunds have suggestions. For instance, there's the GR Corolla, 300 horsepower. You can go from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. Starting price, about $37,000. Or if you want to travel off the beaten path, there's the Ford Bronco. All-terrain tires, high ground clearance. Edmunds says you can also take the doors and the roof off to get a better view of the nature around you. But Edmunds says the Bronco is pretty noisy. If your New Year's resolution is to try something new, Edmunds points to the Hyundai Ioniq 6. This fully electric sedan, fun to drive, says Edmunds, is full of the latest technology. With a single motor and the largest optional battery, you can get up to 361 miles on a full battery charge, says Hyundai. Starting price, about $43,500. Good luck. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our store hours from Christmas Eve till January 6th will be Thursday and Friday, 8 till 4, Saturday, 8 till 2. We'll be closed Sunday through Wednesday for those 2 weeks. May your Christmas and the start of the new year be sunny. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
When you want the best tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection of the display case, the locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939. Welcome to the news at noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of The News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodland Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, and Kickapoo Creekside. Stay tuned now for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's a cloudy 35 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast for this afternoon calls for cloudy skies with a small chance of snow flurries, steady temperatures in the low to mid-30s, with northwest winds 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and chilly with a low of 17, and tomorrow clouds giving way to patches of sunshine with a high of 29. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 32, it's 35 degrees.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right. A feeling of comfort, a feeling of home. A place you belong, a place you own. You're more than a number, we know you by name. People helping people to borrow and save. Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
In a cooperative, it's all about relationships. There's no better way to do business. Welcome to WCCU Credit Union. We're your financial co-op. Compare our rates and fees, but most important, compare our service. It's from local people you know and trust. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It's 35 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The toll of COVID-19 is lessening, but the coronavirus still killed about 1,000 people in Wisconsin last year. Dr. Jeff Potthoff is Chief Quality Officer for UW Health. He says respiratory illnesses are spiking now.
Admissions are up and folks are getting sick and getting admitted to the hospital for things like COVID, influenza, and even RSV sometimes. Compared with the number of patients admitted around Thanksgiving time, we're up about 40%.
The CDC says COVID is killing more than 1,000 people a week nationwide. Hospitals are requiring masks again. In the city of Richland Center, District 1 incumbent alderperson Connie Hoppenjohn has chosen not to run in her nomination papers to seek another term on the city council. As a result, the filing period for the District 1 alderperson seat has been extended to 5 o'clock Friday. Anyone seeking to run in District 1 of the city, Wards 1, 2, and 3, can submit the necessary candidacy papers and nomination signatures by 5 p.m. Friday. Other spring ballot positions for Richland Center Municipal Government are set. The lone contested race will be for Richland Center Mayor, where incumbent Todd Coppernall will face a challenge from current alderperson Karen Tepley. Incumbents Tom McCarthy, Kevin Melby and Ryan Cairns will run unopposed in District 2, 3, and 4, respectively. Again, the deadline has been extended until 5 o'clock Friday for those interested in running for District 1 on the Richland Center City Council. Anyone with questions can contact the Richland Center Clerk's office at 608-647-3466. In the Richland School District, board members Scott Baleen, representing Area 3, and Brady Doudna, representing Area 4 at large, will run to maintain their seats. Melissa Wirtz in Area 1 filed non-candidacy. At this time, no one is running to represent Area 1 East. Three incumbents on the River Valley School Board filed to keep their seats in the spring election by filing the necessary paperwork before the deadline yesterday. They are Elizabeth Minich in Area 5, Frederick Owsley in Area 7, and Kylie Cates in Area 8. No other candidates filed to appear on the ballot. The spring general election will be held Tuesday, April 2nd. Two-thirds of the La Crosse County Board seats will be contested in April's election after the nomination deadline to file papers closed yesterday. 20 of the 30 seats will have two approved candidates. 10 others will have one candidate run unopposed. On the La Crosse City Council, 3 of 6 seats in the spring election will have a contested race, with District 2 set for a February primary, as 3 candidates seek to replace Scott Neumeister, who decided not to run. President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump, and 5 other Republican candidates have been chosen to appear on Wisconsin's April 2nd presidential primary ballot. The slate of candidates was selected Tuesday by the state's bipartisan Presidential Preference Selection Committee. The names next go to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which will approve them for the ballot. Republicans chosen for the ballot, in addition to Trump, are Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Trump's former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, biotech entrepreneur Vig Ramaswamy, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. A court has ruled Wisconsin election clerks can accept absentee ballots that contain minor errors, such as missing portions of witness addresses. Dane County Circuit Court ruled Tuesday in favor of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin in its lawsuit to clarify voting rights protections for voters whose absentee ballots have minor errors in listing their witnesses' addresses. The League says the ruling means that absentee ballots with certain technical witness address defects will not be rejected in future elections. A Waukesha County Circuit Court siding with Republicans barred the Wisconsin Elections Commission in 2022 from using longstanding guidance for fixing minor witness address problems on absentee ballots without contacting the voter. The Joint Ambulance Committee is looking to replace its oldest ambulance. The committee recommended as a cost savings measure that it be authorized to purchase a used ambulance at a cost not to exceed $45,000, as opposed to purchasing a new ambulance, which would likely cost around $250,000. The Joint Ambulance Committee is looking to purchase a used 2006 ambulance from the Muscadet Rescue Squad. The Finance and Personnel Committee approved the request unanimously at last night's meeting. A Parks, Trails, and Maintenance Technician position was also on last night's agenda, following much discussion on whether it would actually save money for the county. The committee approved the job description unanimously. Both items will be sent to the full board for approval at its next meeting. A discussion on approving the salaries for county clerk, county treasurer, and register of deeds at last night's meeting for 2025 to 2028 term was also held. Wisconsin's law states that counties must set the salaries before the date nomination papers may be taken out for each office for election in November. The trick to a fair salary is not knowing who will be the person who wins the election, meaning what is their experience and ability for the job they are voted into. 22 states raised their minimum wages on New Year's Day, but not Wisconsin, where baseline pay remains at $7.25 an hour. More businesses are raising pay on their own, but not everyone benefits. Laura Dresser is a labor economist who studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy.
for the workers who really have those constraints on opportunity because of their concerns about immigration status, concerns about physical mobility, employers can really take advantage of that.
Economists say raising the minimum wage can actually be good for a business's bottom line.
There's actually a payoff that employers are receiving because while they've raised the wage, they're also reducing costs associated with turnover and open positions that they can't fill.
There are three grants currently available to assist Wisconsin healthcare providers, organizations, and nonprofits that provide veteran mental health support services in the Badger State. These grants include the Veterans Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant, Emergency Crisis Mental Health Treatment Program Grant, and the Veteran Mental Health Ancillary Treatment Program Grant. For all three grants, any applicant who applied during the first round of applications is eligible to apply again, subject to limitations contained within each grant application. Please note all grant applications are due by Thursday night, January 11th at 11:59. All questions about the grant application process should be directed to the DVA Grants Unit at vetsbenefitsgrants@dva.wisconsin.gov. For additional information on the grants, including evaluation criteria, application materials, and tips for applying, visit the WDVA Grants page at wisvets.com. When the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in its historic June 2022 Dobbs opinion, virtually no legal abortions took place in the state for more than a year. Now data is beginning to show how that affected birth rates in Wisconsin. They went up by 2.5%, estimating that over 1,500 babies were born in the state as a direct result of the Dobbs decision and the halting of abortion services. This is one in five people who wanted an abortion and would have obtained one if Wisconsin's facilities had remained open. Wisconsin wineries can now stay open until 2 in the morning instead of 9 at night. That's thanks to a new state law that was passed last year and took effect on New Year's Day. Wineries now plan to offer more live entertainment and private parties. Two of three people arrested in Iowa County on suspicion of kidnapping an 11-year-old girl in Indiana will be sent back to Indiana. In extradition hearings yesterday, all three people were in court. The third person didn't have a lawyer and will have a new hearing Friday. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office arrested the trio after their vehicle, which was listed in an Indiana Silver Alert, was spotted at a gas station in Barneveld. Milwaukee police say an officer has been shot during a standoff with a man holed up in a house. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says the injured officer is a 38-year-old man with more than 16 years of experience. He says the officer suffered a non-fatal wound and was taken to a hospital. He says the officer was shot when the suspect opened fire on police at the rear of the home Tuesday. Norman says a second officer suffered a minor injury but didn't require treatment. The officers' names have not been released. Norman says the suspect, a 25-year-old man, eventually surrendered and was taken into custody. It's 35 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Things to watch for when using an online pay service. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with a sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. Jean Burkett knew all along that Schmidt Woodland Hills would be her eventual home.
I just thought, why don't I move while I'm hale and hearty and can make the decision and enjoy life at Schmidt?
It's been a great transition for Jean.
The thing I love about Schmidt is we can be as involved in the dining room or with the activities, or you can shut your door and be as private as you want to and read your book. So it's been a fine experience for me.
If you're wrestling with the decision, Jean understands.
It is hard to leave your home, and you're leaving your memories of your children growing up, but those are still in my head. I'm very happy that a lovely family is in that house now, and I'm where I am. I'm safe, and I'm comfortable, and I'm happy.
Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. It's more than living. It's living well. Call 647-8931.
K Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's 35 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The use of online services to help make money transfers has become popular. These services help make transfers safely without sharing credit card information to wherever the transaction is being made. One of the most popular of these services is PayPal. With PayPal, as with any online financial transfer service, scammers try to get your personal information by asking you to use services like PayPal. Michelle Reinen is the initiative's advisor for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Consumers have reported to Consumer Protection that they've received a message claiming they need to pay a bill or finalize a refund through PayPal. And in many cases, these consumers did not even have PayPal accounts. So they indicate that in order to correct the alleged billing error, the message asks that the consumer provide their credit card information using a link or a phone number.
You should avoid clicking on a link if asked to do so.
The link can lead to a convincing clone of the real PayPal website, so again, an imposter site, a lookalike, which then solicits login information, or, of course, by clicking the link, it could load malware and viruses onto the device that's being used. So we really encourage consumers to ignore these email solicitations and messages, and if you're at all concerned and you have a PayPal account, go log in the regular way that you would do it, because you'd have a notification there. If there really was a billing concern in your account activity, there'd be notifications for you there that you can address.
If an email from PayPal is legitimate, Reinen says that they would not ask you to click on a link.
They would ask you to log in your normal way and do the update. They wouldn't ask you to click a link in order to get to them to fix any billing error. So, you know, if you receive this at all and you're concerned, just go log into PayPal your normal way. Don't click these links.
DATCAP recommends that if you are impacted by a PayPal or any other money transfer scam, do not pay any more money. If your credit card or bank account information was exposed, inform your credit card company and or bank immediately. If your device was infected with malware or viruses, consult a computer or phone repair professional. Change your password. If any other accounts use the same password, change those as well. Avoid reusing passwords for multiple accounts. Also, if you are a victim of this scam or any other scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. If you're looking to lose a few pounds over 2024, you should be realistic with your goals and consult a doctor. Gunderson Health dietitian Rebecca Kripe says every patient looking to lose weight is coming to the table with different factors.
It's somebody's genetics, it's somebody's other health issues, it's our environment, it's the lack of support, it's the readiness to change. There's so many little areas. So seek the help to individually see what's going to fit for you and seek that support to help.
Kripe says you should also expect any lasting weight loss to take several months as you ease into healthier habits. She says that's the best way to ensure you're meeting your goals into the future. Bicycling through the winter can give your health a boost. Anthony Casagrande is lead mechanic and education instructor for the Wisconsin Bike Federation.
Get a little bit of sunlight, get a little bit of exercise, and
It's actually scientifically proven that if you continue to go out little by little as the temperature starts to dip and dip, your body actually becomes more used to it, and you can brave colder temperatures than you think.
Casa Grande says it's important for riders to have adequate front and rear lights on their bikes, as well as reflective gear to make sure they're visible. Find more winter biking tips at wisconsinbikefed.org. The night sky will sparkle for stargazers this year, from full moons to meteor showers lightening up the sky. And an increase in solar activity is expected to cause auroras that will create colorful displays. With 12 full moons in 2024 and September and October's lunar events considered supermoons, we'll get to enjoy multiple eclipses too, including two types of lunar eclipses and two types of solar eclipses. The most highly anticipated of these events is the total solar eclipse occurring on April 8th. Put it on your calendar now. It's when the moon will pass between the Earth and the sun, completely blocking the sun's face. This won't be viewable across the U.S. again for another 20 years. The 12th Annual Driftless Region Beef Conference, hosted by University Extension Services from Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin, will be held Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th at the Grand River Convention Center in Dubuque, Iowa. The conference, which will focus on efficient and economic forage and beef production, begins at 1 o'clock Thursday, the 25th, with a program concentrating on the future of the beef industry. The keynote speaker will be Dr. Kim Stackhouse Lawson from Colorado State University. The afternoon will also include presentations on climate trends, risk management, biosecurity lessons, agri-ability, and the beef checkoff. The day will cap off with an evening discussion on custom forage harvesting and feature a producer panel. Friday, the 26th, will feature the 2022 NCBA Regional Environmental Stewardship Award winner, Jerry Huth from Huth-Pold Herefords. Friday will also include 8 breakout sessions for feedlot operations and cow-calf producers, followed by a market outlook. Key speakers include Melanie Pimentel Concepcion, Dennis Hancock, Dan Thomas, Randy Culbertson, Stephanie Hansen, and Lee Schultz. The early registration fee is $100 per person and must be received prior to midnight, Saturday, January 13th. The price increases to $130 after that date. More information on topics, speakers, and lodging is available online at aep.iastate.edu/beef. Online and mail registration forms are available on the conference website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare frog, which may result from the Twin Valley Lake Boat Launch renovation project at Governor Dodge State Park in Iowa County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. Governor Dodge State Park proposes to replace the existing concrete boat launch ramp and boarding dock at Twin Valley Lake. The proposed project will improve the accessibility of the boat access facility and provide a safer and more efficient experience for users of the site. The project includes demolition of the existing launch, construction of a new 2-lane launch, relocation of the launch docks and pavement repair, and repaving as necessary in the approach and parking lot. This project will also reconfigure the launch and parking lot to improve accessibility and provide an accessible kayak launch. The presence of the state endangered Blanchard's cricket frog is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some frogs, but that the proposed project will minimize the impacts to the species by adhering to conservation measures. It is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence and recovery of the state population of the species or the whole plant-animal community of which it is a part, and has benefit to the public health, safety, or welfare that justifies the action. Copies of the Jeopardy Assessment and background information on the Blanchard's cricket frog are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the Blanchard's cricket frog by January 14th to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, care of Rory Pulaski, DNR conservation biologist. The High Ground in Neillsville has announced registration is open for the annual three-day winter veterans retreat scheduled for February 2nd through 4th, along with the addition of a one-day ice fishing event on Saturday, February 3rd on Lake Arbutus. Both events are open to all male and female veterans, and veterans will be treated to great food at both events. Lodging for the retreat will be at an area motel near the High Ground at no cost to veterans. This winter retreat is a gathering of veterans for a weekend of snowshoeing, ice fishing, post-traumatic stress management workshops, art workshops, and a veteran-guided tour of the High Ground. All activities are free for registered veterans. Ice fishing equipment and snowshoes will be provided for use during the weekend. The ice fishing day, Saturday, February 3rd, will be hosted and guided with the assistance of Paul Borsheim, Mike Prindle, Eugene Bertrand, and Josh Olson. Ice fishing equipment and guidance in comfortable ice fishing shacks will be available for registered veterans who do not have experience and/or their own equipment. Veterans who have experience ice fishing and/or their own equipment can also register for this event. All veteran attendees are responsible for getting their own valid Wisconsin fishing license and having it with them while ice fishing. Veterans can get their fishing licenses online at gowild.wi.gov. Registration for the Winter Veterans Retreat is required by January 19th for both events. Due to limited space, a $30 registration fee is required for both events, but will be fully refunded to the veteran when they arrive. For more information and to reserve a spot at either event, veterans are invited to contact Teresa by email at museum@thehighground.us or by calling 715-743-4224. Organizers have officially canceled the 2024 John Beer Grease Sled Dog Marathon. During an unseasonably warm winter featuring a distant lack of typical snowfall, the organizers were forced to admit that the weather would not be cooperating enough to host the 40th iteration of the race from Duluth to Grand Portage. The race was postponed until January 26, 2025. Organizers for the event say despite it being a difficult decision, the current conditions would not be safe for the dogs, mushers, and volunteers. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Morgan Wachtendonk of Richland Center on ticket number 429. It's 35 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1233. Today's vital statistics are next.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Do you really want a bachelor's degree but are unsure if you're ready? Start earning your bachelor's degree at Southwest Tech in Fenimore and then transfer to a four-year institution to complete your studies. The caring faculty and staff at Southwest Tech will guide you through transfer contacts, help you pick classes so your credits go with you, and keep the whole process on track. You can save thousands of dollars, take on much less debt, and graduate with the same degree for the career you want. There's still time to explore your options, apply, and become a student at Southwest Tech. Classes start Monday, January 15th. Apply online at swtc.edu/apply. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 35 degrees in Richland Center, 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd. Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at Turbo's in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ava Spencer is survived by sisters-in-law, Shirley Spencer and Kathy Spencer of Richland Center, Mary Spencer of Reedsburg, and June Spencer of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-nieces and nephews, cousins and friends. Ava Seb Spencer, 73, of Richland Center. Janet M. Davis, 86, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. No formal funeral services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Janet Davis is survived by nieces and nephews, Julie and Jim Teach, Stephen Lori Beatty, Nancy Peterson, Terry Deckard and Bill Jr., Eddie, Joyce, and Debbie Beatty, other relatives and friends. Janet M. Davis, 86, of Richland Center.
Hi, WRCO listeners. This is Heather wishing you a happy new year from all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet. We're offering handmade crafts, resell clothing, scrapbooking, and needlework supplies to make your new year as creative as it can be. Thanks for keeping your dollars staying in our community by shopping locally at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advance Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advance Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advance Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment is needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street, Richland Center, or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Walt and Loretta McCarthy, Heath and Kelly Annan, and Ben and Katie Shannon. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, a cold front is pushing across Wisconsin as of midday today, causing a few flurries, mainly in the north and east parts of the states, and even some lake effect snow now moving in toward the upper Michigan-Wisconsin border. Not a whole lot going on for us, though, the next day or two. High pressure will work in tomorrow and bring us a bit more sunshine, but temperatures a little cooler as well. We head into Friday, still on the quiet side, but a disturbance developing over the plains will start spreading moisture northeastward. That should turn into some snow as it moves across the Dakotas and Minnesota Friday afternoon and night, spreading into the northern part of Wisconsin Friday night into early Saturday. We'll have at least a small chance of a little light snow or flurries around here for the weekend, but the amounts look very minor. Otherwise, temperatures will still hover several degrees above normal. We still do expect a powerful storm to take shape over the southern plains by Monday and then slide northeast up toward the central Great Lakes into Tuesday and Tuesday nights. The current track would take the heaviest snow up through Illinois, southeast Wisconsin into lower Michigan, with just some smaller amounts around here, but certainly that could shift yet, so be sure to check in for updates. The forecast for the rest of today, cloudy skies with a small chance of snow flurries, temperatures steady in the low to mid 30s, with a northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool, low at 17 degrees. Tomorrow, cloud cover gradually giving way to patches of sunshine, high near 29. Northwest wind around 5, becoming southwest. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 17. Friday, increasing clouds with a high of 34. The outlook for Saturday, mostly cloudy, small chance of patchy, very light snow or flurries. Low near 24 with a high of 36. Sunday, mostly cloudy with areas of light snow or flurries possible through midday. Low 24 with a high of 32. Monday, variably cloudy. Low 22, high 34. And Tuesday, windy with a chance of snow, some accumulation possible, high 32. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a cloudy 35 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 33, our low this morning was 32. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 35. The record high for this date was set in 1897 at 57 degrees. The record low, 23 below, was set in 1887. Last year's high was 37 with a low of 32. Sunset today will be at 4:38, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, we have west winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 30.04, and no precipitation to report. It's currently a cloudy 35 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A farm lender lays out the value of crop insurance today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Farm bill critics are singling out crop insurance premium subsidies, saying large farms benefit significantly. But an ag banker says crop insurance is a vital tool for protecting farmers from financial disaster.
You know, here in Iowa where we're at, we didn't have great yields. And I've heard it from several producers, you know, I'm a bin short of corn where I was a year ago. Crop insurance has helped us out big this year.
That's Caleb Hopkins, a loan production officer in the Halber, Iowa branch of First Dakota National Bank. Hopkins participated in a recent webinar put on by secondary ag lender Farmer Mac. He says when a small crop is combined with high interest rates and lower commodity prices, farmers can be in a bind.
Liquidity becomes a bigger issue because I don't have the grain that I planned on having, that I've historically had, to generate cash in this operation. Wait a second, where's it coming from? Crop insurance has helped us out. All right, you know, we don't get rich on crop insurance. It keeps us moving forward. So then you also throw in the interest rates, inflationary pressures, taking more money. It's kind of this perfect storm building here that we've been able to survive. You know, we've seen it coming, but most producers haven't seen it in action and what it's going to cause to their balance sheets.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain, Blanchardville and Dodgeville.
Winter weather is on the way. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The future of clean fuels is here. The Clean Fuels Conference, February 5th through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. A meteorologist says several storm systems are lined up and likely to bring significant snowfall to much of the U.S. Eric Snodgrass with Nutrient Ag Solutions tells Brownfield the first system will move into the Midwest this weekend, but it's the second system he's most concerned about.
Now, there's a chance the Ohio River Valley picks up some snow this weekend, but the real system I'm watching is going to be the second one in this lineup. And right now, it's expected to go from Texas toward Kentucky and then finish somewhere in New England.
Snodgrass says the weather systems will be picking up moisture in the southwest, and he's watching to see where the storms will track.
That could put snow from Colorado and Kansas through parts of Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, clipping southern Wisconsin, getting into Michigan. How much? There could be a stripe in there of 6 to 12 inches of snow.
Snodgrass says there are at least five weather systems lining up to cross the U.S., and the first two are likely to maintain enough strength to cross the Atlantic Ocean. A cow-calf producer in southwest Minnesota is adapting to weather extremes. Grant Brickkreitz from Redwood Falls describes 2023 as another wild ride.
We started out wet, turned dry, just another one for the record books, I guess.
He tells Brownfield they turned away custom cattle in anticipation of drought.
We actually went through the year with a third of the cattle inventory we normally do, and we made it. And we're still grazing right now, but it's kind of hard on the income without having the extra cattle there. But we knew it was the proper thing to do, so if next year we get moisture, you know, we're going to have plenty of grass. We didn't hurt anything.
Brickright says conditions rival the historic drought of 1988. He says he'll be trying different products to help improve soil health on cropland and pasture land. The executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says sustainable aviation fuel could become the largest new market in the history of agriculture. Monty Shaw tells Brownfield.
We created a 14 billion gallon a year market for ethanol in transportation fuel. Now, try to wrap your head around what a 100 billion gallon market would be, which is what sustainable aviation fuel will be worldwide.
Shaw says he's optimistic there will be movement on carbon capture projects in 2024. Soybeans have a lot of momentum going into the new year. Iowa State Extension economist Chad Hart says he expects a sizable jump in bean acres.
That's everybody's line of thinking as we look out there. I would say the futures market's preparing for that, USDA and their projections, and every time I talk to farmers, is that's been the deal.
He tells Brownfield soybeans look more attractive as farmers put together crop budgets. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon from Timsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Smaller sale last week and decent crowd. Large squares topped at $215 a ton and large rounds at $150 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have two online-only auctions up and running right now. One ending January 10th at 6 p.m., soft close. And another ending January 17th at 6 p.m. again, soft close. Go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs had no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is picking up some. A few bids have been floated in the north at $275 dressed. Those have been passed. Early asking prices have only surfaced in the south at $174 to $175 live. It's likely significant trade volumes going to be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is mixed at midday and light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down 257 at 281.77. Select was 38 cents higher at 259.24. At the Lawley Brothers Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers 400 to 500 pounds were lightly tested. Steers 500 to 650 pounds were $10 to $15 higher, with spots of $20 higher on the five-weight steers. There was a light test of steers 650 to 700 pounds, which were steady to firm, and steers 700 to 750 pounds were $7 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers 500 to 600 pounds were steady to firm, with spots of $3 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good, and quality was very good on steers 500 to 750 pounds and heifers 600 to 700 pounds, all of which sold on an active market. Medium and large one-feeder steers 602 to 649 pounds brought $265 to $282. Feeder steers 703 to 743 pounds brought $242.50 to $254. Medium and large one-feeder heifers 610 to 647 pounds brought $233 to $239. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. There are still ample supplies of market-ready hogs. That gives processors the ability to move needed numbers at their own pace, which could also mean at lower prices. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong. However, domestic demand continues its struggle. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 44.20. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 45.67. And the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 45.62. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $44. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $28 to $40. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $25 to $35. And pork values were lower at midday, down $2.33 at $82.77. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are all trading some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, mostly firm on spread trade and short covering. Most forecasts do have rain in some of the drier areas of Brazil into mid-month. Still, some damage was done earlier in the growing season with the new estimate from CONAB out tomorrow. January beans are down 1.25 at 1272 and 3 quarters. Much more active March is up 5 and 3 quarters at 1279 and a quarter. Corn's basically steady to firm, monitoring the conditions in South America, including rain in Brazil and good weather for most of Argentina. USDA's next round of supply and demand projections is out on the 12th. And wheat's down. The big issue continues to be export demand, which remains slow even with the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. Crop conditions have improved in parts of the southern U.S. plains. March Chicago's 5.75 lower at 601. March Kansas City's down 7 at 622. March Minneapolis wheat 6.75 lower at 708.25. Live and feeder cattle have turned mixed, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business to get going. Packer inquiry has improved a little bit, but widespread trade is expected to wait until at least tomorrow. February live's down 35 at 171.57, and April's up 2 at 174.52. January feeders are 15 higher at 225.57. March feeders are up a dime at 226.55. And hogs are mostly modestly higher on spread trade and short covering. Pork's down sharply at midday, and most contracts are carrying a significant premium to the cash index. Cash trade's steady. February lean's up 22 at 65.55. April's up 7 at 72.57. Crude oil's sharply higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Expected food trends for 2024. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with Healthy Living on Field. Consumer buying trends can be fascinating, especially when it comes to food. Doug Rush, the Director of Commercial Marketing for T. Hasegawa U.S., says food trends actually play a critical role in the future of flavor innovation.
Empowering experiences, exotic and earthy palates, return to comfort, local adventures, female connoisseurs will play a pivotal role as well. Healthy aging through precision nutrition. And then obviously the positive outlook, driving consumer choices towards flavors that promote well-being and mental health. I think that's indicative of coming out of the pandemic over the past couple of years as well. And then quality. Quality is elevated as well. And then visibility is key as in terms of the importance of engaging with consumers on trusted sources of flavor discovery, and then obviously leveraging the power of social media and sharing global trends and the quality that comes out of that rapidly.
One of the trends Rush highlighted was glocal, which is global and local cooking elements coming together. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Russia says 248 prisoners of war have been released. Ukraine says 230 of its prisoners of war have been released. The deal was made with the help of the United Arab Emirates. It's the biggest single release of captives since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine almost 2 years ago. Speaker Mike Johnson is leading a group of about 60 House Republicans at the southern border. The AP's Sagar Magani reports they want more money for border security in exchange for aid for Ukraine.
They'll visit Eagle Pass, Texas, where illegal border crossings last month swamped federal resources.
The border is an absolute catastrophe.
For weeks, Johnson's insisted Republicans will not back President Biden's emergency aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs without what he calls transformational changes to border and immigration policies. The president says his request includes ways of managing the